music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. It's the Kelly Alexander Show.
We're very happy to welcome back to the show world-renowned choreographer Tina Landon. Tina is here to celebrate a milestone in Michael and Janet Jackson's careers, the 20th anniversary of their groundbreaking video for their hit song, Scream. Tina created most of those iconic dance moves, and she'll let you in on never-heard-before stories from the set and what it was like to work with the two best dance artists in the world. Tina also speaks candidly about what a spectacular person Janet Jackson really is and sends Janet a personal message on this 20th anniversary of Scream. It's an absolute honor every time this artist joins us on the show. She's an icon in the world of dance, choreographing for entertainers like Christina Aguilera, Jennifer Lopez, Rihanna, Ricky Martin, and of course, her long-standing relationship with Janet Jackson. She's one of the coolest women you'll ever meet and is here today to discuss the 20th anniversary of Michael and Janet Jackson's groundbreaking song Scream and what it was like to choreograph such a high-profile project. Tina Landon, welcome back to the Kelly Alexander Show. I love that you always answer the call.
What's that?
I love that you always answer the call and come back on the show. So thank you so much for doing it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love being here.
Excellent. So I wanted to ask you, you know, because I think this song and this video sticks out to so many people. I remember actually interviewing Cece Peniston not long ago, who, as you know, is a big 90s dance artist and continues to do stuff today. And she mentioned that back in the day, the video came out, because we didn't really have those, you know, DVRs or PVRs back then. And she's like, I remember racing home to watch the premiere of the Scream video. So it was prolific.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was prolific. It's still prolific 20 years later. How early on did you know that Michael and Janet planned to work on a song together? Because the public heard it for the first time on May 31st of 1995.
Then I would probably say not long before. I mean, it really seemed to happen really quickly for us, but I would say, I mean, I know we shot forever and then with the probably maybe a month before, but not, it wasn't like a big long, you know, 6 month or even talked about a year before. Like literally by the time I knew she was working on it, then before I knew it, we were in rehearsal for it. So it was pretty quickly.
Wow. Now if I've done the math correctly, back at that time, or a little bit before, I guess, you know, you guys were on the Janet tour for part of 93, I think obviously large parts of 94, and then even into 1995. Do you think it was hard for Janet to actually make time to get this collaboration done with Michael, because she was out on tour for so much of those, you know, year and a half?
Oh, for sure. We were absolutely in the middle of touring. And I know that, like, you know, on days off is when she was in the studio. I don't know that much about, I don't even know that they were ever together in the studio, but I know that she was doing all of that while touring.
Wow. And how early on then did you hear the song, and how did it make you feel when you heard it for the first time?
I don't know how I'm not really good with time, because it was so long ago with those specifics. The song, it was interesting to me. It was, because I felt that it was very different for both of them. So I love that it was edgy, that it had that Black Cat feeling of the rock side of it. But I was like, it took a minute for it to really grab me. And not that I didn't like it. It was just, it was so different that it just kind of, it took a minute for it to settle in of what it was and who was actually singing and the whole vibe of it. Like it just took me a minute to actually let it soak in, I guess.
By this point, you'd been working with Janet for a long time, you know, first as a dancer, and then as we've discussed, you and I before, you kind of really took the reins as her main choreographer in the early 90s, especially for that, for the Janet album, you know, in 93. Did you think from the start with regards to the Scream song and video that you'd get a chance to work on the choreography for it as well?
To be honest with you, I didn't even think about it. I really didn't. I didn't know. It wasn't something she talked a lot about. And it wasn't that she was, I don't know that she was necessarily being secretive, or we were just that busy, that we were just on the road and it was kind of happening simultaneously, that I really didn't think twice about it, to be honest with you. I didn't know what the song sounded like. I didn't know if it was a ballad. I didn't know that I'd even be considered. So in my mind, it wasn't, no, I never even had a slight dream or thought about it until it was presented to me.
I love how you never think these things are coming towards you. But maybe that helped, so you didn't have all the pressure on your on your shoulders right away. Can you tell us about how the Scream dance team, as I like to call it, came together? From because from what we know, I think on the outside looking in, you know, we know that Janet sort of had you and dancer choreographer Sean Cheeseman come along, and then from Michael's side, it seemed like it was Travis Payne and Lavelle Smith Jr. Were there other people that we don't know about, or were you really the main four?
No, it was just the four. Yeah, and that was kind of interesting how that all came about.
Yeah, well, that's what I want. How did it, come about? Like, did when was it hard to sort of? I have so many questions about this. First of all, tell us how it came about. How did all four of you sort of come together?
Okay, so this is, and again, I have to preface this by saying that, you know, just because you grow up in the same family, every sibling can have a different perspective on how things happen. So this is strictly how I remember it and how it was presented to me. It was a day off. We were at Janet's when she lived at the beach in Malibu. We were sitting in her beach house, and she talked. That's when she was kind of opening up more about the song and about her and Michael, and I knew about the scheduling for them to record. And she said, it's just funny because Janet always had a funny way of presenting things to you. It was so casual that you didn't, and then maybe that's why I never thought of things, like, or they never, I never expected them, because sometimes it would take me a few minutes to go, what's happening? Did she just offer me that job? Am I doing this? What's happening? Because remember, that was a conversation we had I was never supposed to necessarily be the only choreographer. It just kind of turned out that way. So here we are sitting in Malibu in her beautiful bedroom looking out at the ocean, and she's telling me about the recording process and that Michael and her were having a conversation about who should, you know, choreograph it. And he, this is her saying, yeah, and he kind of asked me and left it up to me. And of course I suggested you. And then it was just quiet, because I'm like, so what does that mean? Like, are you telling me I have the job? Like, what's happening? I said, oh, okay. So did he, what? She's like, yeah, so if you, well, he said it was up to me, so I'm giving it, telling you that that's, I want you to choreograph it. So of course I'm just sitting there going, oh, okay. And I'm again, I process things very slowly. So I was like, okay, this is cool. But inside, it's like a pinball machine, right? My brain is going bing, 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 bing. My heart's pounding. I still don't know. Like, I'm still going, you don't want to go, so wait, I just want to be sure, like, you're offering me this job, or this is my job. Like, what's happening? Right? This is all going on in my brain while I'm just sitting there looking at the ocean. And then, yeah, it's crazy, right? So then, of course, I go to Sean. Now, Sean at the time was assisting me on the whole Janet project, right? Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I had been Sean's assistant. So it was kind of like, you know, he was there for me. I'm like, hey, I want you to help me out on this. And I just also have to say, because people also have the wrong information out there, that Paula Abdul was the one who kind of gave me my break in choreography, when it really wasn't. Sean Cheeseman was a huge part of me getting started, because he was the one who was bringing me in as his assistant and bring me, you know, I was working with Vanessa Williams with him and Prince, and he was really the one who kind of opened me up to, like, the pop artist career wise for choreography, along with a couple other people like Walter Painter. But anyway, so I just had to say that.
That's good.
Because a lot of people don't realize how, just what a big part he was in my life. So anyway, so back to this. So of course, you know, Sean was going to be the one, and we were going to work this out. And then, that's what we thought it was going to be. At that moment, it was Sean and I were going to choreograph Scream. And then things kind of changed from there. So here we are, we're trying to come up with something. And this was really, at that time, was really kind of the strangest job I had, because I was used to having the artist and kind of like the rundown of, this is how we're going to do it, right? But we never really got to see Michael. You know, he was doing his thing. He had his schedule. We were on tour. We had our schedule. So it was really hard ever trying to get us all together. So I remember Sean and I having to go on, and I don't remember for the life of me what set it was, but Michael was shooting. And, of course, I was nervous walking in, because I'd seen him in passing. I'd seen him at, you know, Janet's shows. I was very much high and by, and we would all shake his hand and be excited that he was in the audience. But him and I, we didn't have a relationship. So I was very nervous going in to meet and talk with him. And all he told us was that it had to be magical. So Sean and I are staring at each other like, what the hell does that mean? Like, can you give us a little more? We're like, okay, so, you know, and he wanted it just, you know, he didn't want to stifle us, but he just kept using the word magical. We're like, that could mean a million things. And we kind of knew a little bit about the futuristic vibe of the video and that there were going to be some lifts and like all the crazy camera stuff.
Okay.
And so in our head, we're like, okay, does magical mean, you know, some camera tricks? Does it mean Peter Pan magic? Like, we didn't know.
Oh my God.
So Sean and I are in the studio just kind of staring at each other going, okay, well, now, and this is what choreographers do. A lot of times we're not given a lot of information. So you really have to reach outside the box and go, okay, well, we can do this move. And if the camera can do this, then we can do this. If the camera can't do that, then we could change this move into that. So it's almost like you have to choreograph five different ways for one little piece of a pie.
Oh my God.
Because you don't have all the information. So that's kind of where we started with our process. And then from there, it went to, you know, we came up with the piece. We showed Janet. She loved it. We got in a van. We drove down to Santa Barbara when he was living down there at the Neverland Ranch. We go in there, which was a whole thing. It's like, now we're there at night, so I didn't get to experience the whole thing, but it was massive and beautiful and all of that, you know, everything that people have seen. And we go in there, and we're in a little, like, he has his own little rehearsal room there, and we show him the choreography. Now, Sean and I dance and choreograph very much the same, at least we used to back then,
okay.
Right? So a lot of our stuff was very physical, very fast, very sharp, and it was definitely geared more towards the way Janet moves.
Okay.
And if you see the way that Michael moves, you know, he did, I would say he definitely has his own thing, his own style, his own persona, and it hasn't really changed over the years. Like, maybe he adds a few things to it. This is my take on it. You know, he spices it up, but his whole vibe hasn't really changed over the years. So what we were showing him was very different for the stuff that he'd ever done. And without any further instruction other than make it magical, we didn't know. So that first slide you see, like, we kept that in, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the original choreography that we came up. We had the slide, but then we thought, oh, well, then the camera can tip and it can zoom us up, it can do all this stuff. Anyway, so we're showing him this. He doesn't say much. He just stares. And then he made us do it like four or five times. And that's kind of just how Michael works. Like, he loves to just sit there and watch over and over. So we do it again, and still there's nothing. So Sean and I were just like, you know, just looking at each other going, okay, I guess we're going to do it again. So we did it. And then he and Janet leave the room, Michael and Janet. So they leave. Sean and I go in the next room, which is the big theater room. And we're just sitting. It's like literally like being in a normal size movie theater with all these seats. So we're just sitting there talking. And about an hour goes by. So no Janet, no Michael. And I don't know how long. It felt like forever. But it had to be at least an hour that they were in there talking. And we get back in the van and we're heading back to L.A. So here we are in the van heading back from Neverland, and it's quiet, and we don't know what just happened. We don't know if he likes what we showed him. We don't know if he hates it. Janet's not saying much, and Sean and I are just looking at each other like with those eyes. We were just like trying to read each other and trying to, you know, get inside each other's brains, and we have no idea. So when we asked Janet, like, finally, like, so what are we doing? I mean, and mind you, you know, Neverland's a good hour drive home, so it's a lot of silence for a long time. And so finally, she, you know, when she kind of just like, well, I think we just need to keep working on it. And so Sean and I look at each other like, okay, we don't know what that means, but okay. So then we thought, okay, so let's get back. So we got back in the studio, and at that time, since we were on tour with the Janet tour, we brought Tish in, and Tish, to me, is probably one of the most phenomenal freestyle dancers that you'll ever see. Like, she can make beats come alive that you didn't even know were in a song.
Wow.
And yeah, so we had her come in and just like, you know, let Tish vibe. Maybe she can inspire something or whatever. And you know, and the good and the bad thing about Tish, because she is so phenomenal, that it's really hard to copy her and look as good as her, right? So that brings me to that funny little step where Janet does like the arm circle snap, and she does the elbow up, 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 up. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's a dancer will know exactly that section of the video. It's where Michael does his own thing. So at that point, that actually came from Tish. It was like this funky little groove that she had. And once again, it was really, it's one thing, and this is, you know, probably the biggest problem that dancers have when they don't make an audition, they don't know why they don't make it. You can do a step, but if you don't have the vibe and the feeling that goes along with it, it's more than just your elbow goes here and your knee goes there. There's just a whole vibe that encompasses that move. So see this move, like, oh, that's really funky. Let's do that. So we put it in. So this is, you know, so then that's when Travis comes in. He learns it. It's done. He teaches Michael, come back. And here we are. Now I have Michael and Janet in front of me. And Janet looks like me. Michael looks like Travis. And nobody looks like Tish doing that move. So I'm sitting there going, oh, this is so not good. Because how do you tell Michael Jackson, like, it's not, the step isn't working for you. Like, because he's so amazing, you know. And the thing is, because he's so amazing, he got it. I didn't have to say anything. When they went to do that move, it was like, it was just awkward. It didn't work on both of their bodies. So we bring Tish in because, you know, like I said earlier, Michael loves to just watch and absorb. And that's where he gets the vibe of the move. And that's why it becomes more than just choreography. So we bring Tish in. She's doing it forever and ever and ever and ever. You know, after a while, she's looking at me like, really? Do I have to do this again? I'm like, yeah, just do it again. And, you know, here's Michael. He's trying to get it. Janet's trying to get it. I'm like, this just isn't working. It just wasn't working. And that's when it becomes bigger than the choreography, because it's like, it's my job to make sure that everyone on screen looks the best that they can look. So at that point, it was like, you know what? He just started moving and doing his Michael thing. I'm like, you know, why don't you just do that? Like, let's just have this moment where Janet does her thing. Like, Janet does Janet, you do you. And that's where that part came, where they do their own section.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's just kind of, and so the part right before that little thing, there's a picture out there floating around. Some people have seen it, the black and white picture of us on set. And our hands are like in a prayer position. And that was the 8 count that I changed the night before. Because again, it wasn't working. It just didn't look good. Whatever I had, I don't even remember what I had before. But I remember that when it was our last day of workshopping. Tish had been in and I just wanted to have some alone time. Sean hadn't come in yet. Renee was there. Renee started with, well, you know what I think Michael wants? I said, you know what? Nobody knows what Michael wants. He wants something magical, and I don't know what that means. So I'm going to do what feels really good on my body right now, because I don't know what else to do. And so that's when I changed that 8 count before the move where they do their own thing. And that was where Michael was, you know, very apprehensive, because it was literally the day before we shot. So that was a challenge. So anyway, so we get to this, like, one little 8 count, and he's a little freaked out, to be honest. He's like... I love it, but it's the day before. And I went, I know, but if anyone can do it, you can do it. And it wasn't that it was hard, and it wasn't that it was crazy. It was just that he loves to prepare. He loves to rehearse. And the more stories I've heard about him over the year with dance, other choreographers and other dancers will completely relate to this, because he just didn't like change that quickly. But he was, you know, he was a good sport. He did it. And that's actually what made it into the video. Now, also, when we were getting ready to, a lot of this stuff kind of like all meshes together as far as the timeline,
mm-hmm.
because some of the stuff we were doing on the set.
Right.
And that was when Travis and Lavelle came in, and we didn't know that they were also, I guess we just didn't think about it. Like, you don't normally have 4 or 5 choreographers on a set. So when they came in with Michael and they were like, okay, well, we have this section choreographed for the two of you. And Janet was kind of looked at me and I was like, I don't know what's going on. It's you and your brother. You guys figure that out. And so there was more choreography that we didn't even know about. and she wasn't aware of it.
Oh, no.
And so she, you know, and it was just, you know, you've got two huge, gigantic artists, right? So they're, that's their own thing, but then they're brother and sister. So it calls for a lot of strange dynamics where you don't want to, you know, you don't want to disagree with your sibling or mm-hmm. fight with them, but maybe you also don't agree artistically about what you want to do in this video. So there was a little kind of awkwardness. I don't want to say tension, but it was a little bit of tension, I'd say, in the room.
Wow.
And about what was going to be shot and what was going to be used. It wasn't really spoken. It was just kind of felt. And that's why I, at the beginning of this interview, I said, let me preface this by saying, you know, we were all in that room together, but we all may have felt a different, you know, sensation. That was definitely mine and Sean. I can speak for him on that because we did have conversations, but it was just very odd.
And what, keep going.
Go ahead.
No, well, I just, with regards to one part I wanted to ask you about, because I'd heard rumors for years, and I'm hoping you can obviously clarify this up. I'd heard that for the breakdown part of the dance, where like everybody sort of sees them really go to town together, that there had been problems with the floor surface, that it was too slippy, and that you guys had to re-choreograph stuff because of the floor surface. Is that true or false?
The floor part is correct.
Okay.
But we didn't re-choreograph anything because of the floor. The
oh,
choreography
okay.
that made it into the video was the choreography that Sean and I did. That made it into that breakdown, that the main piece that you see.
Okay.
That was Sean and I. And the only part that I re-choreographed was the part I talked about earlier, that it just didn't look right on their bodies.
Okay.
But it didn't have anything to do with the floor.
And what was it like? Because, you know, in preparing for our chat today, you know, I sort of went back and watched some things. And I actually went back and watched an MTV video music, or sorry, MTV interview that sort of encompassed the behind the scenes of Scream at the time. And they actually, you were, you know, they grabbed a clip from you, a clip from Sean, you guys were talking together, and they grabbed a clip of you and, of Lavelle and Travis together. And it was just sort of interesting to see how Lavelle sort of described how Michael dances and the difference with Janet. So it kind of matches up a little bit with what you're explaining, that it's like two, like even though, like you said, there's all these similarities, there are these differences when it comes down to the dance. So was it hard on you guys as choreographers to come together, like even just to sort of try to make those two happy?
When you say as choreographers come together, you mean the four of us?
Yeah, the four of you, like on set. Because how many days did you actually get or have to film the dance sequences?
That's an interesting part, too, and I've talked about this before, and I'm sure that this man hates me by now, the director, Mark Romanek, but another very vivid memory that I have was us once again sitting at the beach house. It was myself, Janet, Renee, I don't remember if Sean was there for this meeting, and it was Mark, the director, and he was going over the concept and the treatment of the video, and we got through the entire conversation and description and treatment and rundown that he gave us, and there was no choreography in there whatsoever.
Wow.
And so I remember Renee looking at Janet with kind of that, you know, when you know your friends, you're like, you know what they're thinking. So he's looking at her like, there's kind of a big part missing. So he asked Mark, so, okay, so where's the choreography? Where's the big dance? He's like, well, you know, I just feel that everyone's going to be, this is Mark speaking, that he felt that everyone was going to be expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all sitting there going, yeah, of course they are. That's what Janet and Michael fans want. And he's like, so he wanted to go the opposite and not do what was expected. And don't worry, there was going to be dance sprinkled throughout. And that kind of became a running joke in our camp that we were going to sprinkle. We're like, what? And at that point, like in my head, like a cartoon, like Bugs Bunny just went, bam, like this is not happening. So at that point, that's where, you know, I'm not really involved. Like it was much, that whole thing was way bigger than me. So I was like, they're going to handle that. They'll let me know what part I'm choreographing, because I can tell you right now, this is not going to work. A Michael and Janet video with no dance. So that was how it was presented to us at the very beginning.
Wow.
So you can imagine us just sitting at the table going, wait, what? Is there a hidden camera? This is not happening right now.
Wow.
So then back to your question of as far as the four of us coming together, there was never the four of us really coming together. It was a very segregated video set.
Okay.
It was Michael with Travis and Lavelle and Janet with myself and Sean Cheeseman. And that's kind of how, I think we shot for like 11 days, but it was literally Michael team in, Janet team in, Michael team in, Janet team in. And anytime Michael was out there, you know, I was there, but really it was Lavelle or Travis kind of coaching him, because that's, you know, that was his comfort zone. And that's, they also had been working with him for years. They knew how he moved. Exactly how I knew Janet. I knew how to reach her on, you know, while she was dancing, what to yell out to her, how to get the best out of her. So although I was there on the set, it was really, they were working with him, and then they'd be on the set sometimes, but it was really me working with Janet one-on-one when they would do their separate stuff.
Now, I've read, you know, so many articles about, or just like little clips or watching video clips of Scream and you know, interviews about it and all that stuff, and even reviews of it. And something that I've noticed, it seems to sort of have a running theme with the different things that I've read or watched, is that when it came to the video, Janet came out looking like the real fierce one, like really commanding, like having the commanding presence on, you know, on screen. And even though I think some people said that Michael's vocals were stronger in the song, and obviously Janet had like a darker tone to her, just, you know, in the ways that they did the makeup and that funky hair, you know, style that she had going on. Was that like a talking point with you guys, that you guys wanted her to come and sort of be that supportive sister vibe that they sort of were mentioning? And because, like, I know you must have not only been doing the dance choreography, but when she was sort of doing, because she did a lot of poses, I would say, in the video, like whether it was at the podium or just these close-up camera angles, were you there with her the whole time, sort of helping her sort of keep that vibe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't, you know, as far as the look and the vibe of it, I mean, a lot of that, you know, that's Janet. Like, she, when she does a video, when she does a project, she's not the artist that just shows up and has, you know, everybody put things on her. Like, she comes in, this is what I want to do, this is how I want to look, this is the message I want to give. So she is a driving force behind how she appears, right? But as far as, yeah, for every thing that you see, I'm there either with a megaphone yelling, because it's one of the things that Janet's also really awesome at. You can have the music blaring, the wind, you know, blowing, she's out there dancing, and she could be doing her own thing, performing, and I could yell something from the side, and she would just implement it without breaking character. And at some time, she was just such a pro at that. Like, sometimes, you know, she would never look at me like, what? What'd you say? I can't hear you. She would just keep looking at the camera, keep performing, and I'd say, you know, like, drop to your knees. And then she would, you know, incorporate that. Oh, do it again. And she would be singing and still looking at the camera going, huh? Can't hear you, but she'd still be in character, and I would just repeat it. So we had a really good relationship as far as being on set working together, and how she could just pull things out, or I could be on the other side of the camera and she could glance over, or just so do it with, like, so nonchalantly, like I would think she wasn't looking at me, and she could just catch a glimpse and incorporate that into what she was doing. So a lot of the stuff, like when you see her coming down the tunnel, like some of that was choreographed, and then some of it wasn't. And the same thing with the white room, like that was her just being silly. And a lot of times, the great thing about when you have an artist like that, the great thing is to let them play and then just be the third eye and go, oh, that was awesome, do it again. Or, you know what, that doesn't work, or that works, but do it this angle. So because they can't see what they're doing, and sometimes if you just let them play, like, the crazy stuff comes out, like her weird peeing in the corner. Like, we did it jokingly, and then it kind of just made it in the video. We're like, oh, that's actually kind of weird and funny. Like, do it.
So cool.
Some things work, some things don't, but, you know.
Joining us on the show is award-winning choreographer Tina Landon. Make sure to follow her on Twitter. She loves Twitter, at I am Tina Landon. I have to ask you this, because you mentioned a little bit before about how just the vibe, you know, even though I'm sure it was obviously loving and supportive, there was a bit of an awkwardness, or depending on who you were and how you were interpreting the situation. But, I remember, like, I'm not even sure how to phrase this question, but I remember back, you know, at the time, Janet was really, really you know, like, how can I put this, hot in brackets? You know what I mean? Like, she was coming off the, first of all, the Rhythm Nation album, you know, coming off the Janet album, which was blowing up. You guys were on tour. I would say the winds of had changed where she was the it artist of the moment. And I know he had come off Dangerous, but then he'd had, you know, those problems in the press and all that sort of stuff. So it almost seemed like, not that he needed her, but he kind of needed her. Like, she brought some street cred to him, and the fact that she was being super supportive. How was it like, you know, like, what was her take on? Like, how did you see or feel it on the set? Because you sort of mentioned even before in rehearsals that it's almost like, I feel like she, because of the, like, the younger sister vibe plays into it a little bit, where you're still trying to be okay with the older sibling.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, did you, like, was it hard for her to sort of say what she wanted to say on that, because she was trying to be the supportive younger one?
You know, I don't know. That would just strictly be a Janet question. Like, I don't know what she was thinking necessarily. And I know, the one thing I do know is that she admired Michael and loved him. She admired him as an artist, but she loved him so much as her brother and admired him as her brother that I couldn't possibly tell you what she was thinking. But I do know that Janet also has a way of, if she does want to say something that maybe is negative or maybe not supportive, that's difficult for her, period. So, for instance, like, if I'm doing something, if I'm wearing something maybe that doesn't look flattering, and mm-hmm. I go, you know, hey, this is, what do you think about this? And if she hates it, she won't say she hates it. She'll say, well, do you like it? And over the years, I got to know, oh, my God, you hate it. Like, that's what that means. Because she would say, if you like it, that's all that matters. Like, it doesn't matter if I like it. But in her saying that, I knew she doesn't think this looks good to me. Okay, I get it. So I think maybe they had that relationship as well,
okay,
where maybe if she did feel a certain way, she had a way of expressing it. But I also know that she also respected his artistry and was not going to step over that.
Okay.
And I'm sure he felt the same. I just think they had such a connection that they, you know, they probably knew what each other was thinking without actually having to ask or say it.
Okay. Now, if I ask you to take yourself back, like, just, you know, visually, just to sort of think about what it was like being on those, you know, on the set for, you know, the week or week and a half that you were there, like, how would you describe it in several words? Like, what does it make you feel like? Do you look back? Obviously, I think you should look back with pride. It's an award-winning video. You guys won Best Choreography for it. But, like, how does it make you feel when you look back on that project and what you did? And I know it's hard for you to take praise. I know it's hard for you to take praise, but...
No, you know what? I do have mixed emotions and feelings about it, because, unfortunately, it wasn't that amazing feeling that you would hope that I would say that I had, you know, like, oh, it was the best job ever. Oh, being around them was so inspiring. Oh, and, you know, of course, being around them, of course, was inspiring. And even Mark Romanek, the director, was inspiring. Like, all of that was so new, but it felt like every day was a little bit of a struggle. So I would have enjoyed more if there was a real collaboration with the four of us. If Michael had said, hey, listen, you know, why don't the four of you guys get together and come up with something that we can do, and we'll decide where it goes in the video, but really work together as a team. And I think that would have been fun. But it wasn't presented like that, which put a lot of tension between the two camps, whether it was stated or not. And maybe it wasn't felt on their end, but it didn't feel like an open invitation. Like, when we rehearsed, we just went in there and rehearsed on the set. We didn't care who was around. When Michael rehearsed, everything was closed down. Curtains were up. So we never really got to be a part of it. And at some point, you're like, are we being shut out? Is he just that shy? Does he that? We don't know. So there was a lot of, like, secrecy that we didn't understand. So I never felt that bonding, you know, with Travis and Lavelle. Like, we knew each other outside of that, and that was fine. But to come together as a group would have actually probably been a better experience all around. So there was that entity in the room, or elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was that every day we went in, there was no set built for us to do the choreography. And so it kind of felt like, are we ever going to do this choreography with Michael and Janet together? what's going on. And every day, well, we're not, they weren't building the set. Like, we had nowhere to rehearse it. We didn't know what was going on. And up until like, and there was kind of a big fight about it with, I know Renee was very upset and was like, there was a lot of tension, and that set got built at the very last minute and was the very last thing we shot, to the point where Michael's like, I've got one more of these and then I've got to go, because he was getting on a plane to leave, to go on tour or go do something. But so, you know what I mean? That was kind of, if you talk to Janet and Michael fans, to them, that was probably the most important part of the video that was left to the very, very end and almost wouldn't have gotten in if Michael couldn't make it because of his other engagement. So that's where I go back to having all these mixed emotions. It's like, it should have been like, this is the best, you know, the money's no option. I mean, they spent so much, money's always an option, but they spent so much money. They had, you know, 4 creative choreographers on the set. They had 2 the biggest, most inspirational choreographers. I mean, there I go again, tooting my own horn. Two of the biggest music artists around, and it just should have been like, you know, mm-hmm. like, but it wasn't. It was just a lot of. It felt like drudging through the mud every day to kind of make things happen.
Did you and Janet ever talk about it, like, after it was over? Like, even in, because I don't know if you guys went back out on tour or not when you guys finished shooting, but did you guys ever have a discussion, just her and you, about, like, how it went and you know, if she was cool with things? And
no, I think we just left it there. You know, I think it genuinely felt from all of us. I mean, I can only speak on her camp. I can't speak on Michael's camp or how it was for them. But it's, you know, when you're going to work every day, and you feel like it's a battle, I don't think it's something that you continue to talk about once it's over. And, you know, we knew that even though things were, you know, strenuous at times, we knew that what we were seeing was pretty fantastic. You know, when you would see Michael and Janet and the silly improv of them, you know, I think where he's hitting her or poking her with his elbow and all that playfulness, like, There were times like that when it would be so lighthearted, it's so fun, and you're watching it on the camera going, that's so cool that people are going to get to see that part of them. Or then you would see Michael's performance and go, that's so cool. Like, so you knew at the time that what you were creating was going to be pretty phenomenal. But then you had that, the dichotomy of just like, it just didn't feel good in your gut while you were doing it every day.
And what did it feel like?
I hate to bum out the fans, but that's the truth.
No, it's cool. And I, you know, I know that, you know, I'm again speaking for them, and I hope they're okay with that. But I think it's great that we know what was going on, especially because, I mean, you guys ended up with a great product in the end anyways. And it's obviously not fun to hear that it wasn't the best experience, obviously. But I mean, you guys got through it. And my next question would be about the fact that you won the MTV Video Music Award that year for best choreography. How did that feel? Because I remember Janet bringing you up on stage. And then, so I have a question about that. And then I want to actually ask you something a little bit further following that line of questioning. But what did it feel like to win that award, Tina, knowing what you went through to get it?
I don't, you know, I want to say it did feel great, but it still had that undertone of, I think there's times when you work really hard, like if you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro and you get to the top, you're like, every cut was worth it. And it, you know what I mean? And you don't even remember it. You just remember the glory, right? Mm-hmm. And I think even though it was such a great honor, that I would have loved to have been able to feel great about the entire process. So there's sometimes when even the award just, it doesn't erase the process.
Right.
So I don't at all want to say that I'm ungrateful, because no, of course, I mean, and people will say all the time, oh, it's not about winning an award, and it never is. But of course, winning awards helps your career. It really does. And of course, every single one of my friends comes over and goes, can I hold that Moon Man? That's probably the coolest part, I think, of all of it. Is having people come over and go, is that real? Can I hold it? And really seeing people's reactions, I just find that really, that's probably the most fascinating of all of it to me.
Awesome. And I, you know, it was funny. So when you won the award, then there was, you know, there's a clip actually somewhere on YouTube. I don't think I could find it now if I was paid money to find it. But there's a clip of you and Janet behind the scenes, I guess, like after you had won the award, the press got a hold of you, like was able to ask questions and stuff. And Janet was on, right, you know, at the podium, and then you were with her. And I guess they'd asked her something of, I don't remember what they asked her, but she then deflected and brought it back to you and said, no, guys, tonight's about Tina. She did a really great job with this. And she seemed, and I remember sort of looking into her eyes and just sort of how she was with you. I think, you know, she sort of steered you towards the podium. She seemed really protective, really proud of you, and wanted you to shine. And now you sort of telling us what it was like, the process. Was she just sort of realizing again and just, you know, wanting you to get your accolades because she knew all the hard work you'd put in?
Yes, that's exactly what that was. I think she was afraid. And I'll say the reason why is, you know, again, remember when I said earlier that, you know, Michael's camp would go in and then they'd come out, and then we would go in and shoot, and then we'd come out, and then they'd go in and shoot. Well, every time they'd go in and shoot, the behind-the-scenes cameras were there. Every time we would go in and shoot, the behind-the-scenes cameras were not there. So it was very interesting. So I think there was a point where Janet was like, was thinking, and again, I'm speaking for her, but I think she was feeling that there's a chance that people are not going to even see Tina and Sean in any of this behind-the-scenes footage, and they're not even going to know that they're the ones who choreographed this piece. And that's why she was so specific about the piece that we choreographed. We weren't taking any credit for what Michael had done. Or there was a piece that Lavelle and Travis did. And you can see where Michael, it's another time when Michael and Janet are dancing together, but they're upside down the ceiling, and they're quite little. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like the main dance break, basically. And I think in her mind, she wanted to make sure that people knew that main dance break came from Sean Cheeseman and myself.
And what did that feel like, knowing that she had your back? Obviously, you guys were really tight friends and everything, but I just looking back now, knowing what I watched and now what you've just explained in the last half hour, like it just seems like she really, really cared about you and wanted you to get, you know, your due.
Oh, absolutely. And Janet, you know, is very, very gracious, and she always has been. Not just with me, but I know she was gracious with Paula. She was gracious with Anthony and anyone who's helped her. And I think I've said this actually before in another interview, where when Janet would, you know, she'd win or she'd be number one on the charts, she would come in and go, hey, guys, we're number one. And we're all looking at this. She's talking to us. We didn't record it. But she would look at the whole project as a group effort. And so she was also always very gracious about that. And it did feel good because it was a tough time. It was a tough video to go through. And that was still very early in my career and Sean's career. So we weren't quite used to dealing with just all of that. And mm-hmm. when I say all of that, I mean, anything with Michael Jackson is going to be all of that, because anything that you do with him is going to be magnified 1,000 times more than any other artist that you would work with. So, yeah, of course it felt good. It felt good to know that somebody, and not just my friend, but somebody who could actually do something for me, like, cared about that. And she cared about people knowing what we had done and how hard we had worked. That's priceless.
I have to ask you this. Back in 2009, you know, after Michael passed and Janet was going to perform Scream on the MTV Video Music Awards, how did you get asked to be a part of that performance? Because obviously it was, you know, you and Janet and obviously other top-level choreographers, including Travis and Gil and Chris Judd and the list goes on. What did it feel like to be asked to join that performance and, I guess, to be able to revisit choreography that you had helped create, you know, 9 years before? Or sorry, actually, I guess that would have been like 14 years before.
It was very surreal in a sense, because it's kind of like when you've been sitting there thinking about somebody that you haven't spoken to in a long time, and then they call. Mm-hmm. Or you're like, oh, I've got to call so-and-so, but they call you first. Like, that happens to me all the time. So it kind of was like that kind of instance where I had reached out to, you know, her people, and you just never know, like, is she getting the message? Because Janet and I hadn't really hung out or spoken in many, many years prior to that. So all I could do was hope that she was getting my message and my condolences and whatever. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting an email from Gil. And I hadn't spoken to Gil in years either. We just kind of went our own ways. And I was like, what? This is interesting. Okay, what? Like, it was just, you know, just kind of sparked something. I'm like, what is this? And it was one of those things that I didn't even need to know all the details. I just knew that Janet wanted me to do something, and it was for her brother, and I was on board. You know, you have those people that call you and you're like, I don't even care what it is. Just know that I'm on board.
Okay.
And so that was what it was like for me. And now that experience was incredible. That one I can tell you, because going into it, I thought, oh, there's a lot of attitudes in this room. This could be really uncomfortable. And it was probably one of the funnest jobs I've ever done. We had so much fun. It was, and in so much physical pain that I probably had ever been in my dance career. Like coming in with ice packs and knee pads, I was like, oh my God, it's been a long time. But watching the entire, you know, this new generation coming up under all of us who had studied with us. So they're in a room kind of going crazy. And then we're all getting a chance to work together as choreographers. It was so strange and fun, and just, we were so silly in rehearsal. It was one of the best times.
How long did you guys actually have to put that together? Like a couple of weeks to get it rehearsed and ready to go?
Oh, there you go again with that timeline.
You hate me for this stuff, I know.
I just start writing things down. I would say a week.
Oh, wow.
I want to say, yeah, you probably have to, I mean, Gil would know better than I would, but it definitely wasn't more than 2 weeks, and it may have been 2 weeks spread out.
Okay.
Because everybody, I mean, not only were they working with, you know, 30 dancers in one room, they've got however many of us, I think, was there 12 or 15 of us that were all working choreographers. So
right.
Trying to work around everyone's schedules and, you know, but I do want to say it wasn't very long.
Okay.
I want to say it was probably a week.
Okay. And what did it feel like to be back on the floor with Janet? Because like you had mentioned, it had been like, what, like 8 or 9 years at that point since we'd seen you as a public together?
Yeah. That was really interesting in that it felt like no time had passed. So, you know, the first few days were all of us learning the other choreography. It was Gil's choreography and somebody else's, and we were all kind of learning that and getting through it. And then it was my time to teach Scream. And there were times that I would find myself rehearsing with her, like on the side, and it would almost be like a flashback to being on stage with her, because I was usually always right off of her shoulder,
mm-hmm.
like in the videos or on tour. And there I was again, rehearsing right off her shoulder. And she still danced the same. I still danced the same. Like we were a little bit older, but it just all really felt like we were rehearsing for tour in a kind of weird, funky, fun way.
Awesome. And before I wrap things up, you know, if you look back at, you know, when you were on stage for that 2009 MTV performance, like, were you guys super nervous coming? I mean, you guys are all these, you know, master choreographers, but what did it feel like walking out on stage and knowing, like, because if you look at that performance, you know, that MTV put out, you know, of the performance, you see, like, they do camera shots of the audience, right? So you see Beyonce looking at you guys and Jennifer Lopez, like, just like, you know, all of these guys are so excited to see you. Like, were you guys sort of pressure filled knowing that you guys needed to kill it?
Kind of, but, you know, like, for any kind of performance, there's something always goes wrong, it seems like, the night before, which gives you a whole other set of nerves and things to worry about. So I think we were more worried about the set and the timing and getting things right than actually who was in the audience. Because the night before, the thing where Janet, I'm trying to remember now, the performance where she breaks through the glass,
yeah, mm-hmm.
that wasn't working.
Oh, okay.
So, and they had spent, I can't remember how long our camera block was. Like, I think it was 4 hours that we got to work on stage. And granted, you never get that much time, but we had, you know, we were the opening number and we had a ton of people. But the first group, which were the dancers, the younger generation, right, they used the first 3 hours and then we had an hour.
Oh, boy.
And in our hour, the glass didn't break. The lifts weren't working. There was a lot of stuff that we didn't even get to do. We still had staging to do that. We had that Gil had to rework. We had, I think Mia had hurt her back, so she had to pull out. So there was reworking of staging going on. There was just a lot of chaos the night before. Wow. So you put that on top of probably the biggest performance that you're going to do at MTV ever in your life, mm-hmm. that type of pressure. And then, so one of the things that happened is our group started down below. They have an elevator that goes below the stage, which was the thing that we all rose up on. Mm-hmm. The screams were so loud that none of us could hear the music.
Oh.
And we're all back there clinging onto this elevator, getting ready to rise, going, I can't hear. What count are we at? Like, everyone's screaming that we can't hear a thing because the screams were over the roof. Like, it was exhilarating and nerve-wracking at the same time.
Wow.
Because that's not a performance you want to miss up.
No, I'm sure not. What did it feel like at the end? Because there's a camera shot, I think, like obviously they sort of, you know, focus in on Janet with her hand up in the air, but you're sort of right next to her with Lorianne, I think, too, not far away. What did that feel like when the crowd just went nuts at the end? Because the performance wasn't long. Was it like 90 seconds or so for your guys' part? It wasn't long.
Yeah, our part wasn't long at all. Oh, gosh. That's a feeling that's really hard to describe. Because the dancer in you is going, yes, we killed it. Wow. Like, we're just, right? It's that, like, yeah. You just want to just go kick somebody, right? Like, yeah, we did it. And then there's the human part of you that goes, why we did it. So you have this enormous, like, exhilarating feeling, and then you have this enormous sadness for the person that you're standing next to losing somebody who's so important to her, and then you have this gratefulness of being part of an era that you got to enjoy some of the best performances, some of the best music. You felt so grateful for the gift that Michael had given every single person on that stage, and knowing that probably every single person on that stage he inspired to actually be there. So it was a plethora of feelings going on inside of you.
When it was done, like I think I remember seeing, because obviously social media was kind of really kicking into gear there, and I think there were some pictures that came out. Did you guys all go to dinner after? Because it looked like you guys were either somewhere having drinks. Like it looked like it was a good sort of wrap up to the whole process.
Oh yeah, Janet style. She always treats us well. After the performance, we went back to her place there in New York, and we all watched. It was so funny because that's what we would just do as dancers and on tour. You know, you'd race home to watch yourself on TV. So we all raced back to her place. We watched it, and then we got in a van, and then she took us to an amazing dinner. I can't remember where we went, but the food. You know, where you're just like, you're full and you just want to keep stuffing food in your mouth, even though it's like dripping down your face because you can't eat anymore. The food was fantastic. And then we went to a club afterward, and it was just fun. And it was really just like being back on tour again.
Awesome.
And everyone had, it was just great for us to all experience each other in a different way as choreographers and all the achievements that we had all made and feeling how proud everybody was of each other's success. So it was a perfect ending to be at a club and just having a nice party to end it all.
And if you could have a conversation today with Janet, just like, if, you know, because again, it's the 20th anniversary, like to just sort of reminisce about it, like what would you want to say to her like 20 years later? That, like, I still can't believe it's 20 years, but, you know, 20 years later.
Oh gosh, what would I want to say to her?
Mm-hmm.
Probably just thank you. Yeah, just thank you. She, I don't know that I'd have any of this without her, quite frankly. So that's what I'd say.
Awesome. Well, you know I love you to pieces, so thank you so much for making time for us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I love you too. And thank you for getting me tweeting, and I promise I'll tweet more now that I know what I'm doing.
One more time, award-winning choreographer Tina Landon. Follow her on Twitter at @IAmTinaLandon.
I am Tina Landon.
That's right. You're a rock star. That was so good. Thank you for this.
My pleasure.
Find us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Click on KellyAlexanderShow.com.
A big thank you going out to Tina Landon for sharing those amazing stories from the Scream video with us. I've now had the pleasure of interviewing Tina several times, and she is just a wonderful and sweet human being. If you've ever actually wondered what she's like in real life, she is simply the best. No wonder she and Janet worked together for so long, and I'd like to thank both Tina and Janet for creating such iconic choreography over the years. I'm sure that you'll agree with me that these two share a very, very special bond, and we are fortunate to have been able to witness their creativity and excellence on the dance floor. I also wanted to let you know that the Kelly Alexander Show is not finished celebrating the 20th anniversary of Scream. On next week's show, we chat with the fabulous choreographer Travis Payne, who was also involved in the Scream project. And he talks about what it was like to work with both Michael and Janet on their iconic video. We also chat with dancer and actress Josie Harris, who you know as a good friend of Janet's and who played a significant role in the That's the Way Love Goes video. We chat about her work with Janet and Michael Jackson and also her amazing acting career and where she's headed next. That episode airs on June 4th, right here on The Kelly Alexander Show. Now, thank you so much for spending time with us on the show this week. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can search Kelly Alexander Show. And of course, check out our YouTube channel for all of our interviews, youtube.com/Kelly Alexander Show. And we'd like to leave you off in style this week with Michael and Janet Jackson and Scream. Happy 20th anniversary from The Kelly Alexander Show.
This evening, I was disgusted by all the injustice.
All the injustice.